WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another episode of the Dopamine Fast. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let's get real for a minute. How many of you out there have ever felt like that icy grip of fear or anxiety just squeezing the life out of you? Ever wake up with that nagging feeling in your gut that whispers, "What if?" San. You know that feeling when you're about to do something exciting, but your mind starts racing with all these "what ifs," and suddenly your palms are sweating? Yeah, me too. We've all been there. But here's the thing, fear and anxiety don't have to rule our lives. They can be powerful forces, sure, but they don't have to define us. We have the power to learn strategies, build resilience, and ultimately overcome these feelings. And that's what we're diving into today. Practical, actionable steps you can take right now to start feeling more empowered and less controlled by fear and anxiety. First things first, remember this. You are not alone in this journey. Millions of people struggle with fear and anxiety every day. And there's no shame in reaching out for help or support. We're all in this together. Now, let's get into some strategies that have worked for me and countless others who've been through similar struggles. Number 1. Challenge those negative thoughts. Often, our biggest battles happen inside our own heads. When you catch yourself spiraling into those what-if scenarios or those catastrophic thinking patterns, stop right there. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there evidence to support it? Most of the time, those fears are based on assumptions, not facts. Number 2. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on the mental chatter and just focusing on your breath, your senses, your surroundings. There are tons of great mindfulness apps out there that can guide you through simple exercises. Even just 5 minutes a day can make a huge difference in managing anxiety. Number 3. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about physical health. It's also a powerful tool for combating fear and anxiety. When you exercise, your brain releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that help reduce stress and improve your mood. Find an activity you enjoy, whether it's going for a walk, dancing, hitting the gym, or playing a sport. Get that body moving. Number 4. Connect with others. We are social creatures, and humans thrive on connection. Spending time with loved ones, talking to friends, joining a support group, these things can make a world of difference in helping you feel less alone and more supported when facing anxiety. And lastly, number 5. Don't be afraid to seek professional help. There's absolutely no shame in reaching out to a therapist or counselor if you're struggling with fear or anxiety. They are trained professionals who can provide you with the tools and support you need to overcome these challenges. You know that feeling when you're facing a tough decision or a big presentation at work? Your heart is racing. Your palms are sweating, and you just want to disappear. I've been there countless times. But remember that time when you had to give that important speech? You practiced, you prepped, and even though those butterflies were fluttering, you got up there and nailed it. You conquered that fear. You proved to yourself that you are capable of handling anything thrown your way. That's the power within you. You have the strength to overcome these challenges, to silence those voices of doubt, and to live a life filled with courage and confidence. And remember, this journey isn't about being perfect. It's about progress, one step at a time. Keep practicing these strategies, keep challenging those negative thoughts, and keep celebrating your victories along the way. You've got this. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and start living your life to the fullest, fearlessly. And don't forget to share your thoughts, your experiences, and any strategies that have worked for you in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this journey. Until next time, stay fearless, stay positive, and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.